Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. And here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
Welcome to episode 15 of the podcast. My name is John O'Connor, and joining me, like always, is Daniel Tao. Today, we talk with James and John of Harrison, New Jersey's easycore band, Bad Case of Big Mouth. We talk with them about the definition of easycore, opening up for bands like The Word Alive and Our Last Night, playing day three of the Rock and Derby Fest with Shinedown, Coheed and Cambria, Enter Shikari, 6AM, and others. Close to the end of the episode, I get both James and John's WrestleMania picks. Dan was not amused at all because he hates wrestling. I mean, what the hell? Wrestling is awesome. As long as you figure out that it's not real. It is scripted. It's not fake. It is scripted. Just want to get that out of the way. It was a great episode with a fun band, and we'd definitely love to have them on again. Before we begin, we would still like some sponsors. We could fit any budget of yours, and your ad will be seen and heard by over 35,000 people. That is right. 35,000 people, 34 of it on Twitter alone. We're here for you. If interested, shoot us an email at behindthecade@gmail.com. You could also message us on Facebook, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. Twitter is at behindthecade, C-A-D-E, and Instagram, instagram.com/behindthebarricade. Next bit of news, Dan's band Dead Tide is opening up for Soilwork and Fear Factory this Sunday at the Chance Theater in Poughkeepsie, New York. They've sold a shit ton of tickets already, so you better hurry up if you want to pick up one, two, or six. Whatever. Bring the extended family out. They'll be glad you did. Tickets are $20 with zero fees. That's right. You hand them a crisp $20 bill, you get a ticket to one of metal's hottest bands. And I'm talking about Dead Tide, not the other two. Just kidding. It's going to be one hell of a fest. Hit up Dead Tide on Facebook, facebook.com/Dead Tide, and tell them you want to go. Unfortunately, I will not be in attendance because I'll be in beautiful Las Vegas this weekend. That's right. Viva Las Vegas! My friend and I are hitting up the Pacquiao versus Bradley fight, Guns N' Roses reunion tour. Hell yeah. Awesome. Mike Tyson's one-man show, and a whole lot more. So, if we have any Vegas fans out there, hit me up on my social media links, which is at John B. O'Connor, or you can hit us up on the show link at Behind the Cade. Whatever works. Hit me up, not us, because Dan will be rocking with Dead Tide, but you can hit me up. I'll be there in sunny Las Vegas. Here we go. I'll also be at the M Resort from Friday night to Monday, and yeah, if you want to hit me up, let me know. We'll definitely grab some drinks. If you're not old enough for drinks, then I don't know, we'll grab lunch. Starbucks. I enjoy Starbucks. Actually, drinking some Starbucks right now. Yeah, got my venti hot white mocha going. Damn straight. Anyways, that's it. Time for the interview. I'll talk to you after. Here's James and John of Bad Case of Big Mouth. This is John O'Connor, Behind the Barricade podcast, and I'm with
Daniel Tao.
And I'm also with two members of the easycore band from Harrison, New Jersey, home of Red Bull Arena. I'm talking about Bad Case of Big Mouth. I'm with John and James. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's up, man?
What's up?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Just chilling, man.
We're chilling in our bassist room on the bed together.
Sitting on this bed together.
Yes. Hugging each other.
Nice.
No. He's just taking it to the next level.
Is there a crackling fire in the background? You two warming up on this very somewhat hot evening?
There's a fake one, but it's doing the job.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix and chill, you know.
Netflix and chill.
I like that.
All right, guys. So you are a easycore band, and for people listening at home who are unaware of what easycore is, including Daniel over here, what exactly is easycore?
Easy core? Where do I begin?
What did we used to say? It was like hardcore for your sister.
Yeah, hardcore for your sister. It's pop punk with a slight Cool Ranch flavor.
Ranch Doritos.
But easy core is just pop punk with breakdowns. Some easy core has screams in it. We tend to,
mix the both.
Mix the both of them.
And it's fun. It's energetic, very in your face, aggressive.
Major key.
Yeah, major key. You got to play in the major key.
No minors.
No, never.
No minors. No one under 18.
Never.
Never.
Ding.
Sent to jail.
Go to jail. Don't collect 200.
Imagine if Monopoly rules actually existed.
That'd be sick. We'd be making money, man.
I'd probably land on jail a lot because I'd probably roll a 6 three or four times, land on jail.
And that's a 6 to win 3 and 3 because it's rolling doubles.
I would just rot in jail. It sucks.
I mean, think about it. How much money would we save with free parking?
I mean, if everyone plays by the rules that you have to put like the taxes into the middle of the board, and then when you land on free parking, you collect it, then I'd be set.
Well, that's technically the lottery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But I guess this would be less rare, maybe.
Yeah, this would be like, actually, there'd be more people playing, so this would be a cluster.
It would start like a world war.
Yeah, we'd go into World War IV.
Well, now we're going from Monopoly to Risk.
That's what we'll talk about the whole time. Just board games.
So I'm a shoes and letters kind of guy.
The Risk is fun.
What was that game that you press like that ball in the center of it and it like...
Trouble?
Yeah, Trouble.
Trouble, yeah.
Oh, that was a great game.
You're using like little pieces?
Yeah, the little pieces that weren't any pieces. They were like little like hats, like little hoods.
All right, anyway.
Covered Monopoly, we've covered Risk, Trouble, was there anything else?
Chutes and Ladders, Candyland.
Dude, that's the best game ever.
Which game, Candyland?
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually was. Now, I think Daniel's was his favorite was Pretty Pretty Princess.
Oh, dude, you can't Pretty Princess, man.
I've never heard of it, but if I did, I'm sure I would play it.
Really? I think it was like you wore like different tiaras. I don't know why I know this much, but...
Well, I don't know why or anything. It
Please do
my
not question
game.
Me. So anyways, getting back to the band, you have a shit ton of shows coming up. Let me just go through them real quick. April 15th, you're in the Old Mogul Theater in Montclair, New Jersey. April 16th, the...
Woohoo!
Yes, woohoo.
Oh, that was me. That was me cheering the date on.
Okay.
What date was that?
April 15th.
April 15th, Old Mogul Theater in Montclair, New Jersey. All right, so we also have April 16th, the Roman Empire in Lakewood, New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got one yip. And then a huge show, April 24th, Starlands, Ballroom, Miss May I, We Came as Romans, Wilson. How'd you guys land that show?
We just had to push and keep annoying people. There's one thing I have to give bands, like one tip of advice, just annoy the shit out of everyone and anyone.
Hey, that works.
Pretty much, man.
Just make, if you want something, go out there and get it because, you're the only one stopping yourself from getting it.
Yeah, that's basically true. I mean, you're going to lose a lot of friends that way if you keep promoting on Facebook. But then again, with the Facebook, with the pages, it only reaches 10% of your total likes. So you guys have about like 12,000. It's reaching maybe 1,200 if you're lucky.
I know. And that's why each post, you have to put like real money into it if you want to get any kind of interaction with our fans. Which is awful because it's like, hey, I like this band. Click. Why? Well, I don't see any updates. It's like the band has to work even more. It's like, okay, we made this fan by making cool music and they enjoy us. But now we have to put real money into interacting with the fans that we made. Like, it sucks. But
so we made an alternative for this. We actually made a Facebook group. We called it Bad Case of Big Mouth's Taco Squad. We invite all our fans inside that group, and now we can all talk and we can interact with all of our fans.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's a more personal level kind of thing. It's a lot of fun.
We really want to get to know all of our fans, and I'm pretty sure they want to get to know us. It's honestly cool just being able to talk to a bunch of people, hear a bunch of opinions, talk about other music.
Talk
about tacos. That's the main gist of it.
Nice. What's your flavored taco?
Oh God.
Let's get into this.
Are we talking Taco Bell or like real tacos?
Real tacos. Enough with that fiction.
Real. Okay. Can't go wrong with chicken.
Okay, we got chicken.
Beef. beef, man.
Shredded beef or the
chicken?
Like ground beef.
Ground beef.
Ground beef.
The original, man.
Just your basics in a taco. I mean, what would you put in a taco that's different from an ordinary taco?
Nothing. Tartar sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, no, no. I thought you said barbecue sauce.
What?
Said
tartar.
I said tartar.
What do you have, fish tacos?
I can't do fish.
When done correctly, fish tacos are amazing.
I'm not a seafood guy.
Yeah, same.
Ah, damn. You're really missing out, but to each their own.
Say that all the time.
Maybe one day I'll try it. Maybe I'll just be like, hey, you know, I want a fish taco, and I'll think of you.
I'll think of you guys.
Perfect.
So is Miss May I a big influence on you guys, or?
Miss May I?
Yes.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, for me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I was a huge fan of Miss May I. Ever since I saw them at Bamboozle back when it was at the Giant Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. They played Bamboozle, what year was that? I don't even remember. It was like 2010 or 2011 or something. And I remember watching them. I was actually waiting for We Came as Romans to come on because I was a huge We Came as Romans fan back then.
Same.
And I was waiting for We Came as Romans to come on. Miss Mary comes on. I'm like, wow, these guys are so young. And I remember like really appreciating that because I was like, these guys are like my age. Like, this is so cool.
You want to know something weird? My very first band, we were hugely influenced by We Came as Romans. We had two vocalists at the time, and like I guess like no one really had that besides We Came as Romans and maybe a couple bands here and there. So we really, in a way, we tried to imitate them. We kind of sounded like them. We tried to sound like them. We were just really big fans of their music and just growing up listening to them.
So yeah, like playing this show is pretty cool for us for sure.
Absolutely. And actually, my first time seeing you guys was opening for Danger Kids at Radiant. Do you remember that one?
Oh yeah. That was old. Oh my God.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was 2012, 2013.
I can't remember. 2013.
That was old.
That was a good show.
Oh yeah, that was a lot of fun. So you've guys played a lot of fun. Yeah, you've guys played with the likes of The Word Alive, Our Last Night, and a whole bunch of bands. I was wondering what shows stick out the most to you.
I'm trying to think. The most fun show in recent memory, honestly, probably was The Word Alive. That was really fun. I one band that blew me away on that tour package, Our Last Night. They were phenomenal. That was one of the best live bands I've seen in a while.
They're criminally underrated.
Yeah.
For sure.
They should be a lot bigger. If whoever's listening to this, if you manage or you're under anything to do with Our Last Night, you need to push them.
That's why they ended up leaving Epitaph Records. There's no marketing. There's no nothing.
Wow, really?
Yeah, now they're doing their own thing with their covers, which their covers are incredible.
Yeah, they're doing well on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know how much revenue that's getting. Dan, I think you would know something about YouTube revenue.
How many millions of views do they have?
Their Skyfall video has maybe like 24 million, I want to say.
Yeah, but if it's a cover, then you're probably giving a lot of that.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like the original stuff is what you get the most money from, but
you know what? You know what's better than money? Promotion and having new people listening to your music. That's one thing I've always, you know, thought was true. I'd rather have a million people listen to my music than, you know, $1 million.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
That'd be nice.
I think it's just worth more to you personally, you know. Obviously.
Yeah, worth more to me personally, well, obviously. I'm pretty sure a lot of people would stab a person for $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, and then money's, you know, in your wallet and then out in the next day. Well, at least like a memory or something, you know, it sticks for you forever, I guess.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I'm also looking at your Facebook page, and you're actually verified by Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you manage that one?
We literally just messaged Facebook like, hey, verify us. And they were like,
well, we were okay. We were under a label. We were under Eulogy Recordings for a little while. And, yeah, we were just like, hey, can you verify us? And they're like, sure, here you go.
Wow, that's a secret to verification.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure exactly how it went down, but it was very similar to what we're saying.
Again, bands, be annoying.
Yes, yeah. Pester Facebook, pester labels, pester fans, pester everyone.
Because if there's one thing people want to see is that you care. And if you show you care, promise you, the sky's the limit.
Definitely. I mean, both Dan and I have been in bands where the other members didn't care.
Nobody cares.
I've been there. Everybody's been there.
Yep. And you guys actually have a band that, well, I don't want to say everyone cares, but, you know, you have a great social media presence. You guys hang out with fans after shows. Well, at least the one show I was at. I'm assuming all the others, too. I mean, you actually care. Yeah, you care about the music, care about the fans, and that's what's important about bands.
Listen, anyone who takes the time to support me, I owe them everything, you know, because it's not possible without these people. Every like on Facebook, every person who comes up and says hi, every person who even watches us for one song, that means the world to me, and I couldn't even, like, you know, tell you how much that it means.
Yeah,
absolutely. Actually, coming off of that, into a segue into another topic I wanted to bring up, a new story that was big this week happened when David Draymond of Disturbed called out a girl for not paying attention to the band at the show. Do you guys get angered if you notice, like, one person not paying attention, but 99 people are?
No, not at all, because you have to look at it like this. It's hard to watch a 3-hour show and completely focus on every band of every single minute. It's just not possible. Like, our brains aren't supposed to work like that. You know, at least me, you know, I'll watch a couple band songs, you know, I'll drift off for a little bit. I'll try and watch everything, but it just doesn't happen all the time. I'm pretty sure she was trying her best to watch whoever. And, you know, I don't think that's something you should get mad at.
I mean, unless they're being completely disrespectful, like, "Yarr!" in the crowd and shit, like, that's when maybe you should be like, "Excuse me, I'm working hard over here." But
I look at it, just, they paid their ticket, they can do whatever the fuck they want, as long as they're not, like, hurting anyone or, you know, being, you know, super obnoxious.
Yeah, if there's a certain extent, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And the girl in question was up in the balcony, sitting down, minding her own business. And it comes out that her daughter was driving in some kind of hailstorm. Makes David Draymond look even more of a dick for doing it.
Wow, but,
yeah.
Man. That's screwed up.
Hopefully he'll look back at it and realize, you know, he was wrong. I don't know exactly what happened in the situation, but from what you're telling me, I think he'll realize he was in the wrong, and hopefully he makes it up to her, and everything will be well.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video of the whole thing, and, you know, it's obviously I don't take sides with all of this, but from that video and from that video alone, it seemed like David Draymond was being a dick. And, you know, going from prior experiences of David Draymond and his Facebook posts, which are very for Israel, I don't care either way, but, you know, just him getting so passionate and typing with the caps lock on, which annoys the living shit out of me. It's like, okay, I get it. You're shouting. You do not have to have the caps lock on, but
the only way to show emotion through Facebook, caps lock.
For sure.
And the like and dislike button.
Dislike button on Facebook would cause the world to blow up. I'm kind of happy that they didn't do that.
Well, now they have, like, love and I don't know what else.
Love, like, sad. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
I can't. Why wouldn't they just put like and dislike? That's all we need is a dislike button.
Just like YouTube. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe it's us. Maybe it's a generational thing. I mean, you guys, how old are you guys? In probably what, mid-20s?
I'm 21
and I'm 22.
Okay, so early 20s. I mean, we're both around the same age gap. Dan is 25, 26?
26, yeah.
Okay, wow. I actually had no idea how old you were. And I'm 27, so we could always shake our fists at the younger generation for not doing things that we would have done in the 90s, but, you know, it gets nowhere in the end. But anyways, let's keep the momentum going a little bit more. Exactly. Day 3 of Rockin' Derby. You are opening for Shinedown, Coheed, Megadeth, Enter Shikari, and a whole bunch of other bands. How did that happen? And holy shit, am I proud of you guys from being from being in a New Jersey scene band and growing up with the New Jersey scene. It's great seeing all these bands that you've seen in, like, VFW halls actually make it somewhat big.
Thank you so much. First of all, in a second, it's a little bit of what I said the past couple times, but just be annoying and people will see hard work. Hard work does pay off.
It does, for sure. A really good relationship with the dudes that are running the Rockin' Derby. Very grateful for everything they've done for us. They put us on the Rock Carnival. We played the main stage, same day as Slash, 3 Days Grace, stuff like that. So we're really grateful.
John D. I don't know.
Yeah, John D. of Bamboozle, of course.
John D. He's the guy. He's the guy running the Rockin' Derby. He also owns a venue called Game Changer World in Howell, New Jersey. Actually, how it happened, we played a show with Icy Stars and Chunk No Captain Chunk, right?
Yep.
And I don't know how it happened, but we had like 100 kids like just up front waiting for us while another band on the main stage was playing. We're on the side stage, you know, like the throwaway local band. And we had 100 kids just waiting for us to play at the very beginning of that band set. So we look over and we're like, holy crap, you know, there's a lot of people over here. And then that band ends, and like 500 kids just storm over to the stage. And there's kids jumping off like the stage, you know, crowd surfing, just going absolute like ape shit.
That was probably my favorite show to date for sure.
Honestly, I take that back. My favorite show was definitely that. That was ridiculous.
Like unbelievable.
And John D. He came up to us and he's like,
he was impressed.
He just never saw that from like a local band, like that support. And he was like, I want to throw you guys on the Rockin' Derby. And we're like, awesome. Yeah.
Basically, he believes in us, and
we thank him for that,
for everything he's done.
Yeah, John D's one hell of a guy. I actually know a few people that worked under him, and yes, he is a little intimidating at first, but
he can definitely have a temper, but you know. Just
get on his good side.
Just get on his good side.
Yeah, and you join the likes of Newfound Glory and Taken Back Sunday, who are John D's bands that he loves promoting. So it's pretty good company.
I know. We're really lucky, man.
we're really lucky that someone actually sees the hard work and, you know, and the passion that we put into this band. And he just happened to see all of that spill out in during that show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I actually wanted to go back to your previous points, I guess. You made it twice. I don't think you mean to say annoying. I think you mean to say persistent, because if you're asking someone for an outcome, you know, you ask them twice and they don't give you anything. If you don't care and, you know, you're not persistent, you're just going to be like, oh, they didn't answer and walk away. So I feel what you're doing is you want your answer, so you're going to keep asking it until you get it. I think you mean persistent, not annoying.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's a better way to describe it. When I say that you have to annoy people or be persistent,
I think you're joking.
I think what people honestly really want to see is someone who cares. You know, why would you book a band on a show book a band that just doesn't care? Like why would you do that?
Exactly.
You want to book someone who wants this more than anything.
Yeah,
and will do anything that it takes to, you know, do it.
And being persistent is also a risk, because some people take it as like, wow, these kids are so annoying, you know, and it's just like a all or nothing situation. Like if you want something, show them you want it. Try not to be annoying, obviously.
Yeah, obviously try not to be annoying.
But it's definitely an all or nothing kind of situation.
Oh, yeah, no, just... and I know that firsthand on Twitter, because I keep adding people, dropping people that don't add me back after a certain time, messaging every single person that follows us, and exactly. We ended up with like 35,000 or 34,000.
I know, I saw that. That's freaking awesome.
All in the matter of like 2 years. Thanks.
Yeah, man, dude, work. It's networking. A lot of bands that I feel like should be bigger than what they are, I don't see them networking. And, you know, I really want to tell them, like, hey, like, you know, if you did this, 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 and this, you know, you could definitely do something.
The funny thing is, when I look at like local bands, you see them doing YouTube videos, you see them doing like live streams, and then you see these people that get in bands and it almost goes away. I feel like, dude, if I was in a band, I'd have like my GoPro set up. Like I'd do my own thing, like showing people how to do lessons. It's only like a select few musicians or bands that actually do that. I think I don't know if it's too much touring and work practicing, or if they just, that's all they're there for. But I kind of feel like we should do the same thing, you know, if we were to get in that position.
Don't get me wrong. When you're on the road, there's probably a lot of things that you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't discredit any of those bands for doing what they do or doing what they're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I definitely want to be the type of band that
goes
outside the box. You know, I want to talk to everyone. You know, even if one day we started playing arenas, I want to talk to everyone, because that's just who I am.
I see it like this. I've been a fan of music my whole life. I've been going to shows since I was like 10 years old to 11 years old. And every time I've seen a favorite band of mine, I've always thought, like, man, I want to go shake that guy's hand. But, you know, they run away or go into their boss or van and they just hide, kind of thing. And if we ever, you know, get to that level where kids are looking up to us, I want to be that guy that goes and talks to every single person.
It's all about being a positive role model. That's that's what I strive to be. I strive to be that for my brothers. I strive to be that for my family, my friends. And I definitely want to do that to people who support me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And guys, I'm going to have to correct you there. It's not if, it's when. Because I'm seeing the tide go in your direction. And dude,
thank you so much, man.
Of course, man. Seriously. It's, you know, I've been a part of the New Jersey scene since 2003, 2004. So I grew up with bands like A True Story, The Escape Engine, Folly, you know, a lot of great bands.
Wow, that's awesome.
And none of them like really panned out for, you know, whatever reason. And just to see you guys actually do something, and you're opening up for, you know, Shinedown, you're opening up for The Word Alive, you're playing Starland, you're playing out of state, New York, Pennsylvania, which you do have tour dates for, and we will get to in a minute. But, you know, it's great, you know, seeing all these local bands do something. And I think you guys are at the head of the helm. You know, you guys, A Boy Named John. I can't think of any other bands at the moment. But
yeah, Boy Named John, they're awesome.
They're solid, for sure.
Yeah, they're really Chris fun last to watch week. Live.
Yeah, they're really talented.
If any of the members of that band are listening to us, you guys are awesome, and hello.
Hey, guys.
There you go, a little pre-shout-out. So anyways, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk with you guys, other than the Rockin' Derby, is you got a new EP coming out soon.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Dan, for the golf clap. The little.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's like a start of slow clap.
Here we go.
I don't want to clap too loud in the mic, you know?
There really should be more slow claps. Ugh, I can't even talk.
Cap, pop, pop.
For that. Yeah, new EP's coming, man.
What is it called?
We don't have anything definite yet.
Great title. Songs are,
we don't have anything. Thank you, Big Mouth. We don't have anything definite yet. Coming soon. No, but the songs are written. They're recorded. We worked really hard on these 5 songs. We've been writing for like about a year now. We're waiting on some mixes and some masters back. And going to try a few things, work some magic. And we'll see what happens within the next few months.
You know, the thing I was telling you about being persistent, we're just going to be really persistent when we get all this finished stuff back.
Even more wink, persistent, wink. By the way.
Wink, wink.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, but these 5 songs definitely will define us with the next level we're trying to take, for sure.
Any covers?
Any what?
Any covers or just all originals?
All originals. If you enjoyed Straight Up Bad Luck, just think of this as we took it to the next level with this EP.
Nice. So it's going from A Day to Remember's old record to For Those Who Have Heart. Is that what you're somewhat getting at? Because it's like an evolution.
Yeah.
It's definitely an evolution.
Yeah, for sure.
Now is really A Day proud. To I'm sorry.
No, I said we're really proud of this.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Daniel, you may talk.
Is A Day to Remember a big influence in you guys?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yes. They're a huge influence on us. A lot of people, for whatever reason, they always say like, oh, you guys sound like A Day to Remember in that voice. Exactly.
Yeah. You talk to a lot of old people. That's quite, it's quite amusing.
Chocolate.
A lot of Southerners. But,
Yeah, we get that a lot. You're the next A Day to Remember. I'm like, I wouldn't say that, but thanks.
I wouldn't say that.
That would be great if you were, though.
Yeah, we've ripped off A Day to Remember quote.
Yeah, there's the haters that are like, wow, it's just another A Day to Remember wannabe.
Let me tell you something. We don't sound anything like them.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Let me tell you something, brother. We don't sound like them. Just like A Day to Remember, we have our own sound. We have screams and singies. We have breakdowns and pop punk. That's about it, you know.
What was that?
A friend of ours said Newfound Glory was doing that before A Day to Remember anyway.
Oh, yeah. Everyone copied off someone. But, I mean, like listening to you guys, and we're going to play a song from you guys at the end of the episode. It's going to be Governor Street. It's a weird mix of I want to say maybe like an all-time low, mixed in with a little 4-year strong, mixed in with a little set your goals, mixed in with a little data. Like, it's literally a potluck of genres all in one. So to say that you're specifically the next to Data Remember, it's kind of wrong, as you basically put it.
Yeah. You'll listen, when this EP does come out eventually, hopefully this year, you'll listen to Governor Street and then you'll listen to our EP and go, wow, this sounds a lot different, but this is Bad Case of Big Mouth. You'll definitely notice changes in the direction that we went. I guess you could say it was a little more mature, but at the same time, it's still crazy. It's fun. It's heavy. It's just catchy.
It's like 5 songs that are just constantly like in your face, aggressive, the whole way through. Just hit play. You're going to be like, whoa, what just happened to me? kind of thing. That's what we were aiming for. And I think we did a pretty good job with that.
At the end of the EP, your clothes just like, you know, might be on the floor.
It just melts off.
Yeah.
So you know it's going to be on.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
Panties dropping.
Oh, you know it.
Now, do you have a particular place in mind that you're going to be recording this EP, or you didn't work out those details yet?
It's already done.
Oh, really?
It's
done. So you just don't have the name? And
yeah. We don't have the name. We don't have a definite date as to when we're releasing. But right now we're just waiting on like the mixes back.
Yeah, we're playing the waiting game right now.
Yeah.
So who ended up producing your album, or who's at the helm of everything?
It's like self-produced, really. Oh, I mean, wow. We had a friend of ours, Pete Zangerly, of a band called Picture Perfect in New Jersey.
Shout out to Picture Perfect, by the way. They're our dudes. We love them to death.
Yeah, we tracked with him. He definitely put some input into it, and shipped the files off to a magical land, a foreign land.
Through the magic of email.
There yes, yes, exactly.
We sent them through the magic of email to a foreign land.
France. Paris.
Paris. A band from France.
Okay, wait a second. I caught that drift.
If anyone gets that, you know.
Oh, yes. You can even go, we just mentioned them before.
Yes. Yeah, we kind of played with them recently.
You know, chunk.
Cough, cough, cough. All right, guys, I have a few more questions, but anyways, we're here with Bad Case of Big Mouth. Obviously, you're listening to this because you're looking at SoundCloud right now on Monday. I don't know what date that is, April 4th. I don't even know, whatever this upcoming Monday is. But anyways, a day before that, for all of you wrestling fans, is WrestleMania.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Dude, we were just...
boo.
Oh, shut up, Dan.
Wrestling's fake.
Shut up, Dan.
Yeah, me and John were actually at Raw in Brooklyn on Monday night.
Yeah, I saw the tweet.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I just saw Shane do the leap of faith on Undertaker through the table. That was nuts.
We were sitting there like, okay, so this is going to be intense tonight.
I've actually never been to a Raw before. The only live event, the only live televised event I went to was a SmackDown, where I don't know if you guys remember this, which was going back to 2002, but when Mr. America decided to take off his mask and reveal himself to be
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
That was at Madison Square Garden.
That's awesome.
So cool.
I wish they did Raw and SmackDown at Madison Square Garden still. They only do the live events.
Yeah, when was the last live event at the Garden? It's been a while.
Recently there was
They did Daniel Bryan night last Friday.
Oh, yeah, which ended up getting canceled. Well, the Daniel Bryan part got
did
canceled.
It?
Yeah. Apparently he was going through some illness.
I almost got tickets to that, too.
Ah, damn.
Good thing he didn't. Yeah, WrestleMania. It's going to be awesome.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm a huge wrestling fan. I know you guys are wrestling fans. So I just want to get your predictions, even though – you know, this is going to be airing the day after. We just want to get your predictions now since it is Wednesday, March 30th. And let's see how close you guys are. So let's start from the top to the bottom. So Roman Reigns, Triple H, I think we all know who's going to win this one.
Who's going to win?
Roman Reigns.
It's going to be Roman Reigns.
I feel like there may be a heel turn. I don't know.
Or maybe Seth Rollins comes back.
No, he's not coming back.
Seth is still screwed up.
Yeah, he won't come back. Next match.
We have The Undertaker versus Shane O'Mac.
That's going to be a good one, man.
I'm going to go with Shane O'Mac.
Really? You're going to say Undertaker loses twice at WrestleMania?
I know. That's the hard part.
That's the tricky part, but I feel like Bulletproof is going to make their presence known, if you know anything about that.
Of course. I don't know. Do you think they're going to do it that night or the night after? Because it's basically all but confirmed.
It could happen. It could be an audible, man. Like, I don't know. I definitely think it's either going to happen at WrestleMania or the Raw after. It's going to happen at one of the two.
I feel like Vince is going to have League of Nations or somebody come out and interfere, and then Shane will have them come out, and it'll just be this huge, awesome thing. But it probably won't happen because, you know, WWE.
Yes. Yeah. I'm always on WrestleZone, so I read all the Mark comments.
What else? What else is going on?
Well, we also have the no holds barred match, the Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose.
Dude. I'm gonna say Dean Ambrose is gonna win that match because it's been a while since Lesnar has actually put someone over, and I feel like someone's gonna either come out and screw Lesnar, or he might just get put over clean.
It might be a Wyatt screw over.
Again?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, because they keep hinting the match of Bray versus Brock, but actually the funny part was at Fastlane, Bray was actually hurt. That's why Harper did the entire match.
I didn't hear about that. I was actually wondering why they didn't wrestle, but I'm glad that they didn't, because that still leaves like a fresh feud.
Exactly. So
there's
always SummerSlam coming up, even though it's another 4 months.
I'm if there's one match I'm besides Roman versus Triple H, if there's one match I'm most certain of who the winner will be, it's that match, and I think Dean Ambrose is going to win.
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
No.
Hear me out. I think Ambrose is going to have his Austin moment when he passed out from all the blood. I think he's going to have that. That's what I'm thinking. Because look, I mean, you could whack Lesnar with a kendo stick 5,000 times and it basically does nothing.
I don't know, man. He got some help from Chainsaw Charlie. He got Barbie.
Dude, on Monday night, we were so pumped to see Dean Ambrose. He comes out with a freaking wagon, puts a bunch of weapons in the freaking wagon, walks out. I'm like, okay, that's the only thing we'll see of Dean Ambrose tonight.
Yep, and then he's basically whistling a tune, turns around, and goes back.
Yeah.
It's the oddest thing in the world.
I thought that was it definitely fits his persona, which is great.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it definitely has that lunatic persona.
If there's one character that they've booked correctly over the past couple years, it's definitely him. They've let him do his thing, which is awesome.
Exactly. Now they just need to let Bray Wyatt do his thing, because now they're restricting him.
It's not even that they're restricting him; they're just booking him to lose. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah.
He should be the most dominant force. Like, he should already be in contention for the title, even though he doesn't need it. He should be, you know.
Exactly, but I don't know. I'm not a writer. Sorry.
I'm sitting over here completely clueless.
Shut up, Dan. we still have another half of a card to go through.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Oh God.
Intercontinental Championship: Owens, Sami Zayn, Ziggler, The Miz, Sin Cara, Stardust, Zack Ryder.
Owens retains.
Owens retains.
I'm a huge Ziggler fan. I'm rooting for Ziggler.
I don't know. This one's tough.
I think Owens gonna retain just to have Sami Zayn versus Owens at the next pay-per-view, and I think Sami Zayn will pick it up then.
That makes sense.
That does, yeah.
Or Sami Zayn could possibly win the ladder match, you know. I mean, but they're definitely gonna feud. It's definitely gonna be between them after the pay-per-view.
Well, especially if you go back to Rumble and those two and Styles going at it in the ring.
Even at on Monday Night Raw, there was like a lot of like, you know, they kind of like teased it a lot.
Yep, and I could guarantee you that Zack Ryder will not even be close to winning.
that was the worst booking ever. Never. Why even try to make him relevant after he was, you know, he was relevant like 4 years ago?
He had the whole YouTube thing going on.
Yeah, they just don't capitalize at the right times. They're 4 years late. Well, it's time to move on.
Of course, but whatever. Battle for Tag Team Supremacy: New Day, League of Nations.
I think League of Nations might take it.
Really?
I think they're going
to... I feel like New Day's been hot for so long now that they're going to get put out finally. You never know, though.
That's true.
A match that's just up for grabs as well. Like,
I feel like that's going to be one of the matches where they audible last second. That's a tough one. I'm going to go New Day.
All right, I'm going to have to go New Day as well.
Yeah.
That's really tough. I could see it going either way.
Yeah.
Especially being a 4-on-3 handicap match.
Yeah. Well, not even that. It's just that, like, how much longer can New Day go as champ?
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Although I do find it funny that the New Day is inducting Michael Hayes into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. That was really weird. I don't even know the reasoning behind that.
I'm guessing it's the three-man rotation tag team thing that the Freebirds had, the Freebird role.
It could have been anyone else, though, you know?
But it's funny with Michael Hayes having all that, like, racial background of him.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of found that pretty funny. Anyways, we got the U.S. Championship as you guys are playing poker.
Playing poker?
Playing poker. Okay. Callisto.
All right, going Callisto.
Yeah, I'm going to root for Callisto, too.
All right.
Who are you rooting for, or who do you think
who's going to win?
Who do I think is going to win? I think it's going to be Callisto, for sure.
I feel like there's going to be like an upset.
I also think that match is very dumb as well, though.
Yeah, yeah. You're going a small little cruiserweight against a gigantic Ryback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another badly booked match. All right, anyway, moving on.
We're almost done, Dan. Dan's literally falling asleep over here. But I don't care. We're getting through this. So we have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. We have Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt, Mark Henry, Randy Orton, Kane, Samoa Joe, Eric Rowan, basically the entire roster.
Wait, Randy Orton?
He's supposed to come back. I don't know exactly how soon, but there is talks.
Oh my God, if he comes back, that'd be sick.
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Basically the most useless trophy in the WWE.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman's going to take
it. They're all useless.
Shut the fuck up, Dan.
Damn, Daniel.
I really think Braun Strowman's going to take that if he's in it.
Okay. I can see that. I honestly don't care who wins on that one. Me either. Shut up, Dan.
Yeah, me neither. But I mean, you might as well give it to him.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling they're going to give it to Big Show or Kane.
Oh, no.
Well, if you go back to, what was it, Raw, when they basically cleaned house?
Yeah.
There's like five spots open that the people who didn't rush down to the ring, I think that was only, what, like 15 people?
Yeah.
There's like five spots open, so we'll see what they do.
Yep. Whatever. It's WWE. All right, and the last match, I believe, the Divas Championship. Sasha Banks, Charlotte, Becky Lynch.
Charlotte retains, new diva comes up Monday after and starts a feud with her.
Which new diva?
Oh, God. We'll have to wait till TakeOver. It could possibly be Bayley.
I don't know. Bayley's making a huge name for herself in NXT.
Yeah, I know. Her and Finn Balor, but...
But Balor's basically going to lose to Samoa Joe on Friday, and
I kind of hope that he does too. Just I want him on the main roster so bad. He's so good.
Yeah. So all right, we went through our WrestleMania picks, and we'll see how we do.
You guys watching NXT TakeOver?
Oh, absolutely.
Nope.
Shut up, Dan.
Not at all.
Shut up, Dan. Shut up, Dan.
I think that's going to outshine Mania, honestly. I mean, Mania is going to have some great spots, but, you know, NXT is actually, you know, they have something to prove. They always have a chip on their shoulder.
What's the difference?
NXT is basically the AAA of the major league, which is WWE.
So it's better?
No, it's not better. It's just the newer the newer wrestlers.
Like NCAA compared to NFL or NCAA basketball compared to NBA?
Basically, it's more like the D-League, except people actually watch this D-League.
They actually wrestle and slam on people than fake it?
Yes, Dan.
No, they don't. Less, they still fake it.
There's less restrictions than on the main roster.
Nice.
Spike, does not
spike
give a
bats.
Fuck.
Shard glass.
Yeah, Dan wants to see blood.
I want to see Dan talk now. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up? Let's
Damn,
talk about
Daniel.
The Red Bulls. How about that?
What?
I said, let's talk about the Red Bulls. How about that?
All right. Talk about the Red Bulls.
Talk, Dan.
Are you a fan of the Red Bulls since you live by the Red Bull Arena? In Harrison, New Jersey.
I haven't been to a game yet, to tell you the...
You suck.
Jesus, Dan.
I'm just joking. Yeah, of course. Me and John have season tickets.
Yeah, we both have season tickets.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, and so we don't sit next to each other.
Dude, yeah, which is weird. Next time you guys are around, let us know. Grab some food or something.
Yeah, and they're mad cheap, too, the tickets, if you go. They're like $15 for really good seats.
Yeah, I definitely want to go check that out. I know our guitarist, Justin, he's a huge New York City FC fan.
Oh, boo. Can't wait to destroy him again this year.
Yeah, he has season tickets, too.
A little bit of a hike to Yankee Stadium, though.
Yeah, plus he has a train. Well, our guitarist Justin, he lives in Queens.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so then that's that's perfect. Not so bad.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What about like a Premier League team or like what are your favorite teams overall?
Well, honestly, I just started watching soccer, so I'm basically just an MLS fan, which I know soccer fans out there are just shaking their heads, but.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't really – I mean, what is it, on, like, Sunday mornings and stuff? That
Premier League? Yeah, it's like Wednesdays and Sundays.
I don't know. I'm too lazy to, like, wake up and turn on, you know, soccer. But I also don't have the cable channels anymore to
watch Premier League. Do you play FIFA?
Oh, of course. I'm, like, addicted to FIFA now.
Yeah, me too, man.
Dude, every sport – any sport – I don't even like basketball, but I will probably get addicted to NBA.
Except for NBA Live, because that just sucks.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
Do you play on Xbox?
No, unfortunately, I have PS4. Well, no. Fortunately for me. Well, don't worry. You know, they said that they might bring in SharePlay for.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
That's awesome.
PlayStation had to consult with their lawyers, so we'll just have to wait for that outcome.
In air quotes, lawyers.
Yeah.
A lot of us have been playing that game, Rocket League.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So many people.
Yeah. It's so much fun, man.
Actually, Andy from Danger Kids was the one who originally told me about it. He's like, yo, you got to check this game out. I'm like, what is making this so great? You're driving around monster trucks. You're hitting a soccer ball. It's the weirdest fucking concept. But
do you have an Xbox?
I do.
Oh, dude. Message me your gamer tag.
He only plays sports games, by the way. He's lame.
How am I lame? I enjoy sports games.
You got to play
Division, man.
Yeah, yo, I'm playing that.
It's so good.
What game?
The Division.
Is that a Tom Clancy game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You know about it. Don't pretend.
I swear.
Oh, is it a Tom Clancy game?
All I remember is Splinter Cell from Tom Clancy. And that was like a bad
Rainbow Six Vegas, man.
Oh, yeah, Vegas. Yeah, I forgot about that. Rainbow Six.
But yeah, message me your gamer tag and we'll play.
Why don't you let everybody know what your gamer tag is so they can play you?
Yeah, Game with Fame.
Game of Fame. My gamer tag is Disputes with a Z. Disputez. What's yours, John? You play. Tell them.
PS4. It's a really old username. I had it from when the very first PS3 came out. It's John08854.
I know our John is going to love my gamer tag.
Oh, fuck you, Dan.
RCKDRUMM3R.
And if you put the pieces together and don't buy a vowel, you get Rock Drummer.
Or Rick Drummer.
Yeah, Irk Drummer.
Oh, this is your gamer tag? The Rick Drum Free? Yeah,
it's my gamer tag. It's part of my Gmail email.
It's his password, so people hack into it.
Yeah, no, it's not my password.
It's actually Drummer Rick.
From Trailer Park Boys.
You guys watch that show?
No, actually.
Oh, you need to watch it now.
I've watched a lot of Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, did you see the new season yet?
No, I fell off with that a little bit. I'm watching Parks and Rec now.
Oh, everyone loves that show.
It is a great show. Parks and
Rec.
Any
Walking Dead fans?
Yep, right here.
Not it.
Yo, can you believe
Loser.
They put the Walking Dead
season
finale the same night as WrestleMania, dude? I'm like,
did they really?
Yeah, I'm like, come on.
Once you didn't find out if Glenn died or not, I like stopped watching. I don't know what it was, but I haven't caught an episode since.
Oh, I'm not gonna say anything.
Don't ruin it.
Glenn dies.
No.
No, probably
just catch up, man.
I will
definitely catch up.
I'm trying to I just finished Daredevil. I'm trying to catch up on Trailer Park Boys. There's so many TV shows. Everyone's like, oh, did you see this show? It's like, dude, I don't have time to watch 8 TV shows. All right, so let's get back on music. What do we have left?
Okay,
more shows, music videos, something.
Yeah, so Dan, any questions for the boys?
Do you have any music videos? Are you working on any music videos for the EP?
Not at the moment. We might have a lyric video or two.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly a music video in the near future. When it gets closer to release date, we'll do something.
A lot of ideas getting thrown around.
Is there any gear that you'd like to plug? Anything special? Any, you know, kind of like indie gear that you would like to tell people to use or to promote? Anything? It could even be just like Gibson guitars.
Very indie.
Well, no, come on.
James, this is all you.
Mesa, for sure. Mesa, Fender. I love my Telecaster. And for guitarists out there that are having trouble with noise, get the ISP Decimator pedal. It's like life-changing.
And when you say noise, you mean like feedback or?
Yes, okay. Yeah. Just like any kind of noise. Feedback, little buzz, hum. This thing is, I just picked it up like a month ago and it is magic.
Now it's available in like Musician's Friend and Guitar Center or?
Yeah, Musician's Friend, Guitar Center. I got mine off Guitar Center.
Nice.
All right, so guys, I'm going to wrap things up. And like I said before, I'm going to play the song Governor Street from your album Straight Up Bad Luck. It's actually a pretty interesting song, very interesting lyrics. So I basically, it's what seems to me is it's a song about falling in love with a whore. So is there a little bit more to that? I'd love to know the background.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who hasn't fallen in love with a whore before?
Dan.
Yeah, no. I don't like whores.
If you've ever you know dated a crazy chick or a whore or just someone
who
can relate to this song, yeah,
crazy
yeah,
to
I,
whore.
I can personally relate to this song. My ex girlfriend was fucking crazy.
What's her name?
Oh,
what's her
God.
Facebook? No, I'm just joking.
Just say it and then they'll bleep it out.
Yeah. Okay. You gotta bleep this out though. Okay. Okay. You got that?
Yeah.
We got it.
You got that?
It's like, no way, not her.
Not her.
Man, oh, wait, I knew her.
She went to my high school.
That was the first set of tits I've ever seen.
Jesus Christ, Dan.
Damn, Daniel.
Damn.
Traded.
Another word of advice, guys. A girl has you on a leash.
Cut it.
Cut it.
Cut that leash and run.
Cut that leash because it just gets crazier and crazier, and the leash gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. And once they scruff the back of your neck, you can't escape. You just fall asleep.
Yeah, you fall
asleep. You're just done.
You enter the abyss.
Passed out. Coma.
Just knocked the fuck out. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show. Let me just pull some shows, or I'm going to actually read all the shows this time. So,
do it.
April 15th, Old Mogul Theater, Montclair, New Jersey. April 16th, The Roman Empire, Lakewood, New Jersey. April 24th, Starland with Miss May I, We Came as Romans, Wilson, and I think another band I can't remember off the top of my head.
Sworn In,
there we go. April 29th, My Place Pizza. Is it My Place Pizza or My Pizza Place?
My Pizza Place?
It can be anything you want it to be.
It's in Poughkeepsie, New York, so if you're up there, you know the place. April 30th, Fox's Pizza Den. Holy shit, enough with the pizza, guys.
I know, right?
Someone likes pizza.
Yeah, seriously, this band loves pizza.
We need a taco den.
Yeah, actually, I know a place called the Taco Hut up in New Haven, Connecticut.
Do they play live bands?
Yes, they do.
Live bands? Really?
Yes, they do. Oh. But anyways, that's in Reynoldsville, PA. That's all of April. May, Hashtag Bar, Staten Island, New York, May 21st. May 22nd, it's the Rockin' Derby, Day 3, opening up for Shinedown, Coheed, Megadeth, Enter Shikari, and a shit ton of other bands. Get there early. It's going to be one hell of a show. That's up in, I don't even know how to pronounce this fucking city.
Here we
all
go. Right. Let's try it. Here we go. Chagatokok, New York.
Okay, I'm going to read this, okay? Chagatok. Scatatoke. Scatatoke.
Oh my god. This is horrible.
Scatatoke.
Scatatoke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you guys want to spell that out, it's Chagatokoke at the fairgrounds. Holy crap.
Try typing that in your GPS.
Yeah, seriously. That's really going to fuck things up. Oh, the autocorrect on that shit. Anyways,
Shiitake?
Yeah, Shiitake, New York. Anyways, May 29th, 89 North, Patchogue, New York. And June 25th, Overspray, Staten Island, New York. For all dates and more information, you go to facebook.com/badcaseofbigmouth. Instagram, they're on Instagram, instagram.com/badcaseofbigmouth. They're also on Twitter, at BCOBM, the acronym. Can't get easier than that. And you guys are also on iTunes. I know you guys are on Spotify.
Yep.
Pandora, Google Play Store.
Okay. So if you guys like what you hear out there, please buy, support local music, and these guys are going to be huge. That's a fucking guarantee.
Thank you so much, man.
Of course.
Trying all right. our best.
Anything, put your
marbles in our case.
Oh,
wow.
Well, I think we better wrap this up quickly because I think I like where this is going.
I don't.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
Anything you guys want to plug real quick or say to our audience?
Support this. These guys are awesome. Seriously. Down to earth. Down to help the scene. Behind the barricade all day.
Be persistent.
Be persistent.
Be persistent.
He did one shout out. So shout out to my dad. He's fucking awesome.
What's his name?
Everything. James.
That's me.
Another goddamn James.
James and Johns. Jesus.
Yeah. It's very biblical up in here.
You want to know what my brother's name is?
What?
Jim.
James Jr.
Jimbo.
Jim
Stop
Bob.
Trying to be me.
Everyone wants to be James. My middle name's James. My dad's name is James. All J's.
But it's like a little Duggar thing going on.
But seriously, you guys are awesome. Behind the barricade, you guys are doing work.
Oh, thanks,
well,
man.
On social media. Would you say 2 years?
Yeah, we started February 2014. It was basically just me talking to random people on YouTube. And then just last year, I got Dan involved. So
yeah, I had nothing to do with it. It was all John.
Yes.
Listen, man, you need to give us at least 12,000 of your followers. That's
hey, John has the key to doing that. Give him your Twitter and he'll go crazy.
I do have the key to that, and I do not buy a single follower. I swear to God.
Really? Yeah, help us out, man.
Plus, I'll be plugging the shit out of you guys anyway, so it'll all work out.
Thanks, dude. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much for the interview. Bad case of Big Mouth. James, Ooh. John, yep. James.
Jimbo, Jim Bob, I don't even know, but it's the same thing.
All right, so here's Governor Street from the album Straight Up Bad Luck. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you, dudes.
And there you have it, our interview with Bad Case of Big Mouth. Special thanks to James and John for talking with us. Before we get into Bad Case's ending song, I have a surprise. We're going to have another episode this Thursday. We recorded with Grant and Artero of Orlando, Florida punk band Suck Brick Kid. They are currently on tour with Unwritten Law and Phoenix TX, and both Dan and I caught the show at Webster Hall last Saturday. Phenomenal live band, the interview went great, and it's also hysterical trying to do the interview with the lovely sounds of New York City in the background. It's a must listen. Anyways, here's Governor Street by Bad Case of Big Mouth. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you Thursday. Later.
Take back everything you said. Can ever see what I was like inside that head, girl?